Welcome to Straight Talk with your host, Patty Foster.
Welcome, Nicole Sponberg, to Straight Talk with Patty.
Thank you, Patty.
Nicole, your bio says that your smoky vocals and emotion-packed delivery have breathed new life into traditional hymns. I have to say, I love that line.
Oh, thank you. You know, that was a total accident. That wasn't an accident. I grew up singing the hymns, but I never had an appreciation with them until Selah happened. In fact, when it first happened, I was like, okay, what is going on here? Because I'm singing hymns with my brother, and that is so uncool. But, you know, when you go through some times in your life and you look at these, hard times or whatever, and you look at these hymns with fresh eyes and you're like, oh my word, were these words always there? Because they're so rich. And at that point, it became a privilege to get to sing those kind of songs.
So you were formerly one-third of the modern hymn trio, Selah. Now your life has changed a bit. Tell us about that, Nicole.
I got married in 2003 and kept touring with Selah for the next couple of years. And at that point, there was a lot of, with the success of the group came a lot of demands, you know. And so my husband had been in grad school. We were traveling with the group. And this just, leaving Selah gave me more flexibility in terms of when we have to go out and how much we go out. And Greg and I really wanted to have a team ministry together, too, where he's speaking and I sing. So
in 2004, you left Selah and you became a pop R&B solo artist. So Nicole, shed some light on some of the nuggets God has been teaching you along this journey.
You know, I thought I would do Selah till I croaked. God's plan was obviously not for that. And the cool thing was that it was very hard to come to that decision because it was a sure thing kind of, financially we knew where the paycheck was coming from and it was familiar, you know, it was safe. But it was clear that's not the direction I was supposed to go through a series of events that happened that became very clear. And the cool thing was, as soon as we made the decision, opportunities started to come for us to do things apart from the group. Now, that had never happened in 8 years. So I think, again, God's showing me I'm your provider here. You think it's you, but it's me. You know, I have a little girl, and I remember one day seeing her. She was afraid or something, and my husband was holding her, and she was just clinging to him for dear life as if her life depended on it. But the truth was he had his arms right underneath her. And even if she had totally let go, he wouldn't have let anything happen to her. And I thought, boy, you know, I need to learn so much from watching her because that's what God has done. He's totally more than provided for us. And, you know, I think another funny thing that happened, you mentioned me being a pop R&B solo artist. The whole pop thing that happened last year, it was the song Crazy in Love, got some success on mainstream AC radio. I was a mom. I was at home in Georgia, just being a mom, and they called and said, hey, the song's gotten on the charts, and huh? You know, because in the past, it's like, you do the promo tour, and you go visit all these radio stations, please, play my record, and you kind of, you know, let's take them out to a fancy dinner, and, well, we got some phone calls in Albany, and, oh, whoa, you know, that's what happened the first time around, so it just seemed like confirmation, can I say, from God, that if you take care of your family first, I'll take care of the other things. So that was just a wonderful encouragement.
Yeah, it's neat when you said about the little one in the dad's arms being beneath his arms being beneath her. That reminds me of Corrie ten Boom would often talk about Deuteronomy 33:27. It's just stuck in my little brain. How, you know, the eternal God is our refuge and underneath are his everlasting arms. Isn't that incredibly supporting and comfortable to your heart to remind you he is in control?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, dear Nicole, how about this? Describe yourself in one word and tell us why.
Yikes. I think my brother-in-law called me an enigma once. That might be a good word. Just kind of little, yeah. I mean, part of me is an MK, and so that is, I can explain away a lot of idiosyncrasies with that one. It comes in handy. I grew up in Africa. I didn't know better.
Tell us about the name of your latest project, and tell us a little background on it.
The latest project, it's called Resurrection, and that was re-released this year. And it's funny, because when it first first came out, didn't get a whole lot of response. So it's kind of fitting that the title is Resurrection, because it's the record's kind of getting a second chance right now.
So if the listeners wanted to get in touch with you, Nicole, how do they go about this? Do you have a web address?
Yeah, we Greg and I are doing a team ministry now, and so we have a website with both of our names. It's Greg and Nicole Sponberg, and it's Nicole without an E. And Sponberg is so marketable, you know. I'm not just kidding. But it's sponberg.com.
Great. Thank you. Greg and Nicole Sponberg. Well, Nicole, I appreciate your time, and the listeners I know are connecting with you more as they hear you and learn your heart bit by bit and more and more. Thanks for being a part of Straight Talk with Patty.
Thanks so much, Patty.
Thanks for listening to Straight Talk with your host, Patty Foster. Patty is a motivational speaker, writer, musician, and has an amazing testimony of God's faithfulness. For more information, log on to www.pattyfoster.com.